already good. Listening to the music.
Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Oh.
The intro song.
Okay.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and
Okay, got that stopped. We're testing this system out to make sure it's working. You can hear me, Tony?
I hear you, but it says my number has dropped.
No, I still see you connected.
And you hear me? Okay.
I hear you. So you're good. Now let's test out the callers. 434 area code, you're testing your line. Can you hear us? 434 area code, your line's open. Can you hear us?
Okay. I'm getting a bunch of people saying they hear both of us, but the caller doesn't hear both of us.
But that caller might
be paying attention. Yeah. Let's try somebody else.
All right. 206. Your line's open. Do you hear us?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Just wanted to make sure that it's working.
Loud and clear.
434 wasn't paying attention. Thank you, sir. We'll be back to you. All right, Tony, we're good to go.
Hold on, let me do this. I think it might work.
All right,
let me try.
Do that.
Where'd it go? Wait, we're still on the phone. I'm still on the phone. We need to hang up.
Okay. Yeah, well, disconnect that.
All right. And now let me do this.
All right, it's, it seems to be working on my end. Everything's cool.
It is on. I'm trying to talk to the people on Twitter. I just had a 1,000 people on here, and they all disappeared. So did I do something? Did I start a new one?
Apparently, you shut it down some kind of way. He must have hit.
It says hop in here and start the live update. I just had a bunch of people on there on Twitter. They're not on this one, I guess. I don't know. I was trying to tell these people, you guys got to hold on, try to get back on Blog Talk since it is working. I'm not trying to leave out 1,000 people, you know, but I got to figure out how to do it. Hold on.
All right.
Can you see it? Can you go in there and see it? No.
No, because I didn't go in. I mean, I can, but I didn't go in there since we had the Blog Talk one working. I mean, let me kick off some of these people on the Blog Talk Q&A line. I don't have their hand raised. That means they have no intention of asking questions.
My mic is on, but I think I lost the one that's supposed to be starting right now. How did I do that before?
Okay.
I can't find it. I don't know how to find it. Let me see. All it let me do right now is start another one and another one. So I don't know where these people are at. So
if you don't have a live session going, they're gone.
Can't remember how I found it last time. That's why I don't. I did something and it popped up, but now it won't pop up. So.
Okay.
Is anybody on both sites? Okay, they said the connection is gone. All right, I'll leave. All right, that's why I can't find it.
Yeah.
So
it's
let
gone.
Me get rid of that. Yeah, I couldn't find it, that's for sure. But you're still going to have to hold on for me. I got somebody at the door. Right.
You better take a knife in case it's Chucky. All right, ladies and gents, we'll be getting underway in just a few minutes. This is Friday, July the 27th, 26th, 2024. Flies when you're having fun.
All right, I'm back. Sorry. We're a little unorganized this morning because I really didn't know which way we was going or if it was going to work. So let me start by telling you guys this. The RV obviously not today or Blog Talk wouldn't be working.
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah. Just so you guys know, me and Ray tried this stuff at 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock, and it works perfect. But every time our call starts, it doesn't work. I was like, man, come on. You know that's some BS. Anyway, there's something with that. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something with it. So, anyway, we are here. And, okay. I'm still getting text messages. Yep, see all those people that were here? All right. I was going to do both, but couldn't figure it out. And so hopefully everybody's here. Everybody can listen to the recording as we go from there. We're good. All right. So we have a situation here. And, wait a minute. Did I read my last updates? Hold on a minute. All right. So everybody's still in place. Everything's still going. I said the market price was stabilizing. And Iraq gave a real good explanation that some of you are going to like, and a lot of you are going to be confused. And I know you're going to be confused because Tish was confused. I know you're going to be confused. Anyway, I'm sure she's going to call me about that. Look, three-letter agencies are still saying they're ready to go. The banks are still saying they have a rate on their screen, but nobody can sell. Even as of yesterday, they have a rate on their screen. Now, some people have been calling the banks, and they've been told, yes, they can come to the bank, and they can buy it, and when they get there, they can't buy it. So that has caused a lot of confusion. But they are giving them the rate, which as of right now is $3.22. So we've gone back months, but oil is down to $80. So that too makes sense. So we're hearing everything else that needs to be done. Once it didn't go through, it had to be redone, which is approval of UN, Treasury, IMF. Whenever it's just like, I'm going to relate it, try to relate it to something that most of you should know about. Well, hopefully, you know. It's just like an escrow account. When you go to buy a house or anything, normally what happens? What's happening? Can everybody hear me clear? Because somebody says the song is still playing. It's Bus Lady song or something. And then I start talking in the middle of it. You haven't even played that.
I think that's
that
isolated. Today. I did when you could hold on a minute. But the transcribing is transcribing according to what you're saying, so they're hearing it.
All right. Okay, people tell me that I'm clear. Y'all can hear me. All right, so yeah, there's somebody else. All right, who was I at? Because you threw me off with that one. I wanted to make sure that everybody could hear. Okay, escrow.
Yep,
so escrow. What happens is everything gets signed off. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks. I can't talk if I keep getting texts. Thank you. Okay, so in an escrow deal, and it's not necessarily just real estate, but most deals, they have a time limit. Everything must be completed by this day or this time. If it's not, then the deal doesn't go through. But now we want to make any changes, added completions, or whatever you want to do, you will amend that deal. Everybody has to resign. And by amending that deal, it can be something as simple as we were supposed to close on Monday and we didn't. Does everybody agree we can close on Friday? Because then everybody has to sign all over again saying, yeah, okay, I agree, Friday's okay. We didn't do it on Monday. And every time they miss that date or time frame, they have to go redo that. And that's why they usually give it a large period of time, say between the 1st and the 15th. We're good. But after we miss the 15th, now we got to go back and do this again. Or if there's any changes, if it's amended in any way, everybody has to know about the amendment, the change, whatever, before it can go through, which simply means what? Getting everybody to sign all over again. We change paragraph 10, line 5, word 7, whatever it is. And that was just an example. Didn't have to be done all over again. Here's the good part. We got that it was done all over again and was completed yesterday. All over again. Everybody signed off on it. Everybody's in agreement. So it was all over again. So we're still in a good place for it to happen. So we would say, well, why doesn't it happen? Why do we keep hearing about it and not seeing it? This is what happens. Iraq put out this huge statement yesterday and today about the exchange rate. and why it keeps fluctuating up and down. And more importantly than that, they said, guess what, guys? It's going to stay that way until the monetary reform. It's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up and down because the only way we can fix it is the monetary reform, which is good. We wanted to hear that. Then they go through and they tell everybody what the monetary reform completely is or what the requirements are to get it done. If you guys want to look, it's in the article. They're talking about reforms specified as Axis 12 in Articles 1 through 7. Explain the entire process entirely. And in the end, it says, my expectations for the exchange rate returns to stability will return after the completion of the reform, regulatory and negotiation procedures, and this does not take a long time. That's how it is. This does not take a long time. So in between the first line of this article and that being the last line of this article, they explain what we've been watching. They've explained getting on a new system. Hey, this has to be done. They explain shutting down some banks. They explain consolidating some banks. They explain they had to change some banks systems that they're doing. They had to change some personnel. They had to change the way the CBI is being run. They had to change some departments in the CBI. These are things we have been hearing for months. This happened, this happened, this happened. So they're doing it. They also let the people of Iraq know what we know. There are people who are still trying to stop this from happening. It says speculators. Some of government officials who don't want it to happen. People who don't want to see Iraq rise up, but rather would keep them down. Only person that benefits from that is Iran, just so you guys know, if you didn't know. So the U.S. sent them a clear message. Let me see. What did they say? Wait, I got to find it. Got too much stuff. Anyway, the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, notified that Iraq and the Central Bank, that they would not continue to wait. That's actually what it says. They will not continue to wait. Wait, I got to find it because you guys would like to hear it. I got too much news here. But basically what it was, they said they've taken enough time and they need to complete it because the Federal Reserve is not going to continue to wait on Iraq. Iraq's problem, though, as they're saying, I tell you guys, was they have people within the CBI trying to stop it because there are people who are fighting with Iran and the speculators and the smugglers to keep it from being done. So the threat basically was from the Federal Reserve. It says either get it done or we will take control. Get it done or we will take control was the threat, and Iraq took it as a threat. Man, I hate I can't find that. There's so much of it. But I really would rather read it to you guys. Anyway, it says right here, After the central bank's decision to cancel electronic platform in Italy during this year, and that the information confirms that there will be a breakthrough very soon by completing the above procedures and finding other correspondent banks to deal with, which is okay. I got to hold on because my dictionary is finding it, which is a good thing for us. So we know they're still trying to stop it. We know that, if you guys didn't know, there were 6 bombs on the base yesterday or shot from Iran militia, and that's what it says. I said, oh, they must know it was supposed to go this weekend, because every time it gets ready to go, they will do something looking for a reason for it not. They didn't hurt any people, didn't even destroy any buildings, but it did hit inside the base. But again, it was a reason to pause and hold on, let's see what's going on. Doing everything they can to stop it, but now the Treasury is telling them, you're running out of time. Okay. I was waiting here to find it for you guys. It's not a bad thing. What I like about this is, let me see, what's this guy's name? Anyway, they're putting this out to the citizens so nobody's surprised and nobody's wondering what's going on. It's keeping the citizens calm for one thing because they know it's coming. But it's explaining the whole process to them now. And again, it's letting them know who is stopping them from getting it. I'm trying to think of something specific coming up. All right, over here. Hold on, let me see. Oh, yeah, I have the article. I was just looking for, he said the information confirms there will be a breakthrough very soon by completing above procedures. I thought I'd tell you guys that. And finding banks to deal in the won, the euro, the dirham. The auditing, which they did have an agreement with the auditors this morning. And they went through to have the right auditing company. The problem has been, I'll tell you guys that, again, while everybody that we see, the banking, the system, everything else has been coming together, there is still too many dollars going through CBI and going out the back door. That's been the problem. And CBI, they're trying to get that procedure changed because it hasn't been finalized where every dollar can be tracked. And they know it's still being smuggled. And they're saying that they have problems, but it's within the CBI. So they gave them a little bit more time. Now, I think it's probably coming out and it's being told to us. Because as my sources were saying, it's been solved, agreed upon, and everybody re-signed everything last night or yesterday. So again, we have a weekend. Again, they're saying it's imminent, could be any minute. And it could be because everything's done except CBI being in full compliance. And the U.S. is telling them that they're running out of time. Okay. Okay. So it says the U.S. Federal Reserve has adopted a different strategy now. And that strategy will be more stringent and would depend on three aspects, three things. It was seven things. Now they're saying three things. The continuation of the punishment of the previous banks. They're not going to lift the sanctions. So that was one of them. They're telling them, we're not doing it. It's going to stay indefinitely on those 24 banks. Indefinitely. Close the banks that continue to violate federal controls related to money laundering, dollar smuggling, supporting sanctions in these end countries, which means what? They're going to close even more banks, which was a threat before, and the Federal Reserve is telling them that. And the third thing, preventing the Iraq government from interfering in the dollar file. For this file to be in the hands of the central bank. And what they're saying is Maliki, his cohorts, Iran, everybody else is interfering with the central bank when they shouldn't be. It should be just like our Federal Reserve. Our government doesn't do that. That's them alone. Central bank is supposed to be the same way. And now the Federal Reserve is telling them if it doesn't happen, they're going to take over. It was stated that the Federal Reserve will not be able to wait forever, and it is expected that there will be federal measures that may occur at any moment, and there will be a sudden and large demand for the dollar, which will lead to a decrease in the value of the Iraqi dinar against the dollar, which will generate great pressure on the banking system. All that means is, again, they're going to restrict the dollar, just like they did before with the other banks. The demand would go up. The dinar would go down. The economy would go to hell. But in that, everybody loses. In that, what they could very well do is cut off all those other banks, change the rate, and then they lose, which I think is what we're about to see happen. They're going to cut off anything, everything with Iran. So I know that sounded bad to you guys, but it's not. What it is them telling the people to make sure the people on their side, actually what they've been going through up to this point, because now our agencies are saying it's concluded once again, and we are ready to go. But these are the requirements they had to go through to get there. They're telling their people, this is what we have to do. Our guys, three of our agencies, are telling us, yeah, but they already did it. So we signed it off again last night. All right? That's where we are. I know that might have been too much or too complicated for some people, but let's go through it. All right, Ray.
Okay. The board questions, you'd already addressed those in your opening statements. So we'll just go live.
All right, let's do it.
209, area code, you're on.
Oh, my goodness. I've been trying for 2 months to get on. Thank you. I have a question. At one point,
Ray.
Yes.
Oh, I did that intentionally. Since she's been trying for 2 months, I wanted to give her a little bit more time. I mean, to try. Okay. I'm just messing with it.
Okay.
Go
remember,
ahead.
Okay.
Remember, Tony, this is junior senior moment. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much. Anyway, my question is, at one point, we were always told to set 50% aside. And then somehow, I remember hearing something a few weeks ago about there wasn't going to be a tax, So then it came back, it was going to be a 30%. I'm confused. Is there no tax? Is there a tax?
I don't know. I'm confused, too. But we're not going to know until it happens. So nobody actually knows. And again, I'll just tell you guys, in their training, the very last training that was done, they were told they're going to have us sign a document saying we're going to have to pay 20% capital gains next year. We're not doing this transaction. We're not even for this transaction. So it'll be 20% capital gains, I guess, on whatever we earn this year.
So it's capital gain on the money, not on the exchange itself, but the money that we might spend out of the exchange?
I'm not going to tell you because I'm not from the IRS. I don't know exactly what it says or not. I gave you the information that they gave me. They were supposed to have us sign that form. It says 20% capital gain next year. So I don't know what that 20% is on. If I want to guess, I would say it'll be on the profits from the rest of this year, but I don't know.
So would you recommend that, like we've always said, put 50% aside?
I'm not recommending anything because I don't know. When you sign the document, it will tell you exactly what you want to know, and then you'll know what to do.
Okay, and I have one more question. When we negotiate, we've always talked about ask for the back screen. If we're not liking what we see, is that still something we should do, is ask to see the back screen?
Ask to see the screen, whichever they're using, and tell them to put the rate in that you want and see will it go through.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. 434, area code, you're on. 434. Okay. We don't
second
time.
I guess we
206. 206, area code, you're on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Great to talk to you guys.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Tony, I'll just hit those two questions that I sent you in text yesterday. You spoke a long time ago about interest-bearing and non-interest-bearing accounts, and one of them being a preferable account if you're having an account for a short period of time to hold the proceeds of your exchange until you get those monies invested and so forth. And just as I recall was that I believe it was the non-interest-bearing account you said would be less subject to attachment or in any other way a loss if the bank were to be in a loss position. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember that?
I know what you're talking about. Didn't come from me. Because I have no information about interest-bearing, non-interest-bearing, whether the bank can lose the money or not. I have no idea. So I'm putting my money in an interest-bearing account because if I have it there for 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months before I move it to my trust account, I want to get interest on it.
Good deal. I don't listen to anybody else, so I must have sucked that out of my thumb. My apology. The second one was you spoke about having a plan that you disclosed to us at the announcement of the RV that would double, perhaps triple our proceeds, but we need to know it at settlement, if I remember your words right. Are you still planning, are you still going to be permitted to share that with us just before the RV?
No, there's no permitted or not permitted because they don't even know I'm going to tell you what I know. So, and I'm going to do it at the announcement of the RV, the TNT members who are on the call that day. And it's only going to be people who are on this call because that's the only people I'm going to do it with.
That's great. That's great. And given all of the things that you said this morning, this is my last question. Given all the things you said this morning, are you getting any sense that this is most likely going to happen in the next couple of days, or do you think it's going to take longer to shake out?
I'm getting, you guys ask me the same question almost every call, every week, and I'm getting the same thing, the information from the people I'm getting it from. They're just as frustrated, or they are frustrated. I'm not going to say just as frustrated, but nobody's probably more frustrated than I am. We got to get it based on what it is and what we're seeing. Is there a possibility for it to happen tonight, tomorrow, Sunday? Yes, because everybody has the race. So we don't even know what it was that was stopping it. Actually, and I didn't until they put this letter out today. They still got corruption in CBI that they're trying to control before they let this thing go. And they're making sure that it's under control, the smuggling that's still going on within CBI, not the banking system, because they're controlling that, and they can shut down any bank they want to within the system. They can stop it. But they're saying, CBI, we've given you all this time, we know what it is, and we're running out of time, and you need to get that in control. The letter, if you guys see it today, the article says, some people need to be replaced, and you understand, replacing today, tomorrow, not next week, not next month. You're running out of time to get it done. So again, it could happen any moment, anytime. I don't know of a deadline because everybody keeps saying that it's done. All right. I do. There was too much noise in the background, so I had to mute you. So, okay, we're good.
That's okay. Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Thank you, sir. 404 area code. You're next.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate all the information that you are presenting to us. Was curious to know.
Wait, yes, before you're curious, I'm curious to know. Does it make you feel some kind of way when Ray don't let you be the last speaker? Does it say something to you?
Well, I was hoping maybe I might be the last caller anyway, given the time frame and everything else. I beg your pardon.
The RV's not going to happen today. So
I know, that's what I was going to say. But there's serendipity here of being my area code 404, and I'm the number four caller on the day. So, you know, there's something to be said for that as well.
Let me tell you, it makes me feel bad when you're not the last caller.
It makes me bad, feel sad as well. But I was curious with you know your explanations on this, where that getting all the parties involved to sign off, and we finally got everybody back in order. Do they know, or is there the parameter out there that they know that they need to get this thing done within the next 24 hours, the next 72 hours, or is it an indefinite period of time that they have to get this thing done? Do they know, or are they just kind of flying by the seat of their pants?
No, they don't know. Well, we would have a deadline, and we don't have a deadline. We don't even have a window anymore. You know, Monday through Friday, Tuesday through next week, we just have any minute. It's imminent. It could happen at any minute because everything's done. Now, they told us, what's today? What is today? Friday. Yeah, okay. So on Monday, they said, hey, we're going to try it every single night this week. Every night we're going to try it, and we're going to push it through. As a matter of fact, I'm not supposed to tell you guys this part. I don't think, but let me see if I can go through it.
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to tell you this, though. So, all right. Where is it, right? I got to find it first. Anyway, I'll just see. Yeah, wait a minute. I'm looking for it. Okay. So because they thought somebody was hacking the system or trying to hack the system, because of what's going on in the CBI, I'm giving you guys way too much information, but anyway. Instead of it happening all at one time so they could track it and see where things go, or so they still would be able to track it, they divided it up into pieces of the pie. I'm going to put it like that. And then they're putting certain pieces in the system at certain times until they get the whole pie put in there so that it can be tracked and controlled. And that's where we're at.
Interesting. With,
yeah,
because
I can't tell you the final piece, I guess. I shouldn't say that, but go ahead.
Were you getting ready to tell us when the final piece was set to go in? Is that what you were getting set to do?
No, I said I can't tell you the final piece. But anyway, we'll go on.
No, I was curious to know whether or not your sources were kind of saying, given that we keep getting all of these delays, if they are somehow looking at how could they take advantage of the fact of the opening ceremonies with the Olympics are just, you know, coming up, being aired at, starting at 7:30 our time in this country. I know that they should be already starting right now over there in Paris. But are they utilizing that somehow that would be diversionary so that it could happen? And if we're going in, people aren't paying that much attention to what we're doing because all eyes are on the Olympics. Have your sources been saying anything along those lines that we could be kind of keeping our eye open?
Wait, did you get those times right? Is that right? Because my understanding and what I'm getting is the Olympic ceremony started when we started this call. Because it was supposed to be 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. over there.
No, they're ahead of us.
Right. That's why it's 7 p.m. over there. It's 7 p.m. already, and it was 1 o'clock over here when it was supposed to start.
That's my understanding, that they're doing it right now.
Yes, right now. Mine too.
Right,
so, yeah.
But we aren't going to see it on our TV until 7 or 7:30.
Oh, is that right? So, they're not showing it to us? We can't see it?
I don't have a French TV or anything, so I don't know. But that was what I was curious, whether or not somehow they were attempting to be – you know, knowing that all eyes are kind of glued, especially, you know, on some of the special sports, that, you know, we might be able to be handled without bringing as much attention as if it were last week or not. I was just kind of curious what your sources were saying.
They aren't really saying anything about the Olympics at all. Nobody's even brought it up, I don't think. You guys got to remember, we're not the only ones. It's not just about us and what we're going to the bank. Canada's going to the bank. Europe's going to the bank. Germany's going to the bank. I mean, everybody that we're talking, they're all going to go to the bank as soon as this happens. Now, we have the most people who are going to be going, probably, but it's going to affect everybody. So I don't think the timing is just geared to us. And remember, that would be 7 o'clock at night. Isn't the ideal time to start taking people to the bank?
Correct. I was going to say, I'd be making my appointment at a different time that says the sun's out and the like. But whenever this does happen, we know that 10 days from that is when our very special TNT, Super Fantastic-er, or Pay It Forward Project, Bless Us On, will be in full swing. And we appreciate it. And thanks again for all you do, guys. Appreciate it ever so much. I'll let you get on with the other call, knowing that this isn't the last call. I look forward to the last call. Thanks again.
Me too.
Okay.
They still don't have to mess it up.
918 area code, you're on.
Gentlemen, good to hear from you.
Sir.
It's been a while since I haven't been able to talk to you guys for quite a while now. Been looking forward to this call, I guarantee you. Anyway, I'd like to ask.
Guess what?
It's been over a half a year, and I wonder, are we really, does it look like we're looking the first of the year now? It seems like this thing goes on and on and on. It just doesn't seem to go away.
Well, nobody told me the first of the year. Wait, I think Tish did, but she also said September. Or maybe November and October. October and November. But anyway, nobody said the first of the year. Nobody at all has said the first of the year. Okay?
None of our sources have
said the first of the year. Okay?
Okay. Well, I know everybody's looking forward to it. I've been looking to hear from Bus Lady. I hadn't heard from her in a while. So you guys have a good day, and thanks for taking the call.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Look, let me tell you something. Tish just sent you a little message that she likes you. Anyway, and she's single. But anyway, no, she likes your thoughts. Okay? What are you thinking? But I was going to tell you that we actually got a picture of Bus Lady. Have you seen it?
No. I can't say I have.
Oh, my God. I got to send that to you. No, I'm just joking. You're going to say, what the hell? But anyway, on X, she got her own little fan club now, so you might need to step up your game. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for that.
All right. For you guys who don't know, wait, let me say this real quick, Greg.
Okay.
The actual opening ceremonies for the Olympics is showing on Peacock and NBC right now. For those who thought they were missing or waiting till later tonight, it is actually showing right now. All right, good.
All right, 570, Erico, you are on.
Good afternoon.
57.
And good morning, Tony.
Hey. Good afternoon.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
The nth degree.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm good as well. I just had a question. Do you guys think by any chance that one of the things they were kind of holding off for is to see how the free election panned out over in Venezuela?
No.
Because they can do
this.
All right.
They just letting them go. But no. I don't think they have anything to do with holding us up. Okay.
All right. Well, that was
all right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks,
810. Erico, you are on. 810.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Greetings.
Hey, Ray,
hey what's going on? All right.
Well, this is Candyman. Candyman. So I want you to know, Tony, that I decided to tell my mother the truth a while back. I told her that you were not from Texas, but you are, in fact, from California. So I wanted to clear that up. And I thought you would enjoy to hear that. But, Tony, question. A few calls ago, you mentioned that there was a big meeting or something that took place, and I think it was also the meeting that they were talking about us potentially paying taxes, and you were mentioning some currencies that were mentioned in that meeting. And I wanted to see, was the Venezuelan mentioned in that particular meeting as well?
I don't know. You got to ask Ray. Whenever they do a list of currencies, I don't remember. I just say, hey, this is what they said. But he can tell you the seven that it was, or I think they got five of them at that time. How many was it, Ray? I can't even remember. I did tell him, though.
What? How many total currencies? That
yeah, training? In that last train. No, that last training when she gives the list of currencies that they were trained on.
I don't remember. I'll look at my notes.
Yeah, so, yep. Yeah, I just wanted to know if Venezuelan was a part of that training as well. And then the other question I had was, Tony, when you said that they were saying that the Zim is a sleeper, can you go more into detail about that, in your opinion?
Well, I can't go into more details other than that's what they were told. Sleeper currency is the Zim. So, and that's just meaning they're not sure if it's going or it's not going. Or maybe it is, and people don't really know that it's going. So I
got
can't
it.
Interpret
okay.
what you meant by that, but I know what I'm hearing. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And you're hearing that it is going, in fact.
I've been told that for the last 10, 15 years that it is going, except for the council guy, and still to this day, he keeps saying it's not going. I don't care what they say. So we'll see.
Well, we're going to pray, and I think it's the prayer of everybody on this call, that he is off and he's wrong.
I hope he's wrong,
okay.
too.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yep, so that's it. Thank you both so much for all that you do. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
704, area code, you are on.
Good afternoon or morning, gents.
Greetings.
Got a couple questions. Thank you. When leaving a large amount in the exchange bank, does that include for your checking and also for your investments?
Does that include, you're asking about the interest rate, right?
The percentage that you're going to leave in, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I think you have to know, because that's a contract. That's a separate contract that you're doing with the bank. I would think you're going to have to negotiate on your checking and savings account as well.
Okay. Very good. I think you have answered the other one of the other questions I had. So I guess I'm going to just end this with I always thought Gaddafi on your when you had that article, that was a good article, because they had always made him out to be a terrorist. And it sounded like, at least to his own country, he was really good to his people, very beneficial to the citizens. And I wondered if he had somebody that was kind of like him that could come in and turn America around.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if we could get all the things they got? But
yeah.
I'm actually kind of glad you brought that up for another reason. But you guys, if you know the history of it, Maliki used to work with the CIA. You know that? Mahdi used to work with the CIA before they got their position. Gaddafi used to be a CIA agent before they made him prime minister.
Wow.
And you guys might not know all this stuff. So the problem with all three of them was once they got in power, they didn't want to do what we wanted to do. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. Gaddafi, unfortunately, made a lot of money. Some of his people didn't like him because of some of his decisions. But one thing he did is what Kuwait does now, what Qatar does now, is took care of his people. Now, they weren't mad that he gave them everything. They got houses, they got medical care, they got education, they all got checks like everybody else because they had all this oil money. Gaddafi made his mistake when he tried to come up with his own money, which would cut the U.S. dollar out. That's why he's not walking the earth today. So if he hadn't did that, everything was great because we was getting our share. But when he said, no, we're going to have our own money, we're going to do our own oil contracts now because everything is going, then the situation changed. That's just the truth. Sometimes we don't want to know the truth, but everybody thinks, you know, we've got on angel wings and we never do anything wrong. That's not the truth. I mean, that's not reality anyway. So I'm going to tell you guys something else while we're on the subject. If you Google it, yesterday, after 20 years, they released all these tapes on 9/11. They released all these videos on 9/11. and they release interviews from the actual police officers and firefighters who were there. And I will tell you, it tells a very different story from what you've heard the last 20 years. A lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people have been hearing it, this and that, and you guys don't really know what's going on because you don't see the bigger picture. Or actually, if you went and watched those movies that I told you to watch about Iraq, Google this stuff because it just came out yesterday. You can't unsee it once you know. You can't unknow it once you know it. You just have to live with it and say, man, this world really isn't what I thought it was. Because it really isn't. And most of you don't even want to know that. And some of you definitely can't handle it, but that's up to you. But thanks. That was a good question.
Yeah, I appreciate you expanding on that and letting people know that they at least have a choice if they want to know more or not. Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and enjoy your day.
All right, sir.
All right.
Take
thank
care.
You, sir.
610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Greetings.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA, and I'm going to go over how to get on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will see the sentence that says, click here to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on those click here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page, where at the top of the page it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that it says, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please double-check the spelling. Make sure everything in your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, then your last name, and then, under your last name, is a block to type in your SMS phone number. That is your cell phone number, ladies and gentlemen, where you can receive text messages. Please double-check that cell phone number. Make sure it is typed in there correctly so that when it's time for the RV call, you will get that text message sent to the correct cell phone number. Under that is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen. Your email address and cell phone numbers are now subscribed to those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Now, your next step in order to activate those subscriptions is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on the blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your payment has gone through successfully. And now your email address and cell phone numbers are active on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Please keep in mind it still takes 48 to 72 hours for both of those lists to be updated. So remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as a reminder to everyone, if you change your cell phone number or if you change your email address, you are responsible for going back into the system and making those changes. And as Tony has said before on a prior phone call, remember to unsubscribe the information that is in those systems currently. Take out that information that's in those systems currently. Type in your new information, and after you've typed in your new information, remember, you must first subscribe to the paid members list, and then remember, you must send in a new payment in order to activate those new subscriptions. And when you're sending in your payments, it is easier to send in your payment from a desktop computer, laptop computer, or tablet. Those are bigger screens. You'll be able to see the entire payment support page much more easily on those bigger screens. And again, as Tony has said on prior phone calls, if you are still making your payments on your cell phone, turn your cell phone sideways. That'll give you a little bigger screen. You'll just have to scroll up and down on your cell phone in order to see the entire payment support page. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us. Make it a dynamite weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank
you,
sir.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoy your weekend. Don't burn out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. 804 area code. You all on.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I was just concerned about 404 since when we were on the Twitter calls that we hadn't heard from her, so I was just wondering if she were okay, and since she was on the call today, I think that she is.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's nice of you.
All right. 312 area code, you're on.
Good afternoon, Mr. Rayburn. How are you, sir?
Greetings. I'm fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
Oh, I do quite well. Good morning, Tony. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Everything's good in the neighborhood. Well, you done confused me again. I thought I was all straight. But listening what you said about, and I don't even remember what it was just now in your opening statement, something about Iraq and the CBI and the, if they don't do what they were going to do, and we were going to come in and take it over, or and that confused me because I thought we had been saying all these weeks that Iraq has done all it was supposed to do. There's nothing else that they are required to do. Now, it sounded like today, like they are required still to do something.
Okay. That's good confusion. Okay?
Because okay.
What happened, Iraq put out an article about all the things they needed to do in order for the RV to happen. And as I went through it, I said, we've been watching these things get done over the last 6 months. What they're just telling their people, these are the requirements that we need to revalue our currency. And they're saying that, like, they haven't completed most of them, which they absolutely have. And we've been seeing article after article after they shut down banks. They already consolidated banks after they brought people online on the new system, after they brought in the new auditing company. So everything he's listed under Title 12 there, we can see, oh, they did this, they did this, they did that part. And that's what I was going through with you guys, even though it says this is what needs to be done. Well, most of them are done, except for, I think, controlling the CBI or replacing those people in the CBI and stopping the smuggling. Now, it seemed like everything else that they mentioned were done. I mean, Ralphian Bank and Rasheed Bank, they just went through another restructure yesterday to get them back online. The auditing company that went in there just put out their report yesterday, or this morning, telling them what they need to do to fix their system. And I don't know how much of that needs to be done today or tomorrow. But the thing was, it goes all the way back to April, or back to Saddam coming to the U.S. And these are the things they discussed. We never knew. We knew they had discussions. They came out with agreements. But now we see it. This is what they discussed. These are the requirements they're putting up. And that the Federal Reserve told them, you don't have forever. Either you're going to do this or you're going to have problems. What Iraq is saying right now, this is what we had to do and is about to be done in a very short time. That was the last word in the sentence, right? It takes us a short time to get this completed because that's what it is. That's the point where we're at. And that's why they keep telling us any minute. It didn't take a long time, but most of all that stuff is already done. Again, the important part was our guys say, hey, we re-signed everything yesterday. Re-signed it. Everybody's back on track. Let's see what happens. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, that last phrase or short time, it sounded to me like in the coming days and soon. Is that just the next phrase after those two?
Yeah, this does not take a long time. It was a long time. It took a long time already.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both and all that you do. Have a great day and a great weekend.
All right.
Okay,
you
thank,
too,
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
937, Erico, you're on.
Hello, hi. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray. Had a question about trust. I think you've mentioned before about the bloodline complex trust. Basically, like, the reason why I'm getting the trust is try to, you know, protect my assets by not owning them. So you get a trust for your house, you get a trust for your car, you get a trust for your cat, your dog, or whatever, just in case somebody decides they want to, you know, want your money. So that complex trust, are you able to put, like, multiple things in separate, they're like in separate trusts, like your house, your
yes.
car. Okay.
That's possible.
Yeah, I definitely would be interested in something like that. So when you do your, you know, if you're traveling around, I definitely want to sign up for your classes for that. So,
okay.
Oh, I guess
we'll put
that's
the notice
it.
On the website
okay.
when that starts up.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate everything.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
One. Bye-bye.
Wait, Ray.
972. Ray. Yes.
Wait, 972. Didn't
Hold
you
up,
just
man.
Send out something? Didn't you just send out something about a class you're doing somewhere?
Yeah, we do have one coming up on August the 10th in Cleveland, Ohio. Possible if this RV doesn't happen in the next day or few days.
Yeah, I got your little email today. I thought
okay.
I thought it was something else. but then I saw it. So is it still open? Can people still come to it or what?
Oh yeah, we're just setting it up. Yeah, just send it out. So it's open, but it's pending. No RV taking place. RV takes place, and it's an automatic cancel.
Okay, but so right now there's still room in the class.
Oh yeah, we just started the registration.
Oh okay, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brand
new.
Word just went out this morning.
I saw this is, God, I don't know why I can't never remember her darn online name. But anyway, Claudia always talking about if you follow him, you know what's happening. If you follow him, I got this word. That's the first thing I thought about, too. I was like, oh, I guess I do follow him. She just don't know. But anyway, good.
Okay. 972, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny and Dallas.
Greetings,
hey,
sir.
Hey, what's going on, stranger?
Hey, it's harder for me to get on the other thing than this. But, hey, let's not worry about that. Tony, Ray has been very helpful. If you're able to get on the open mic call and things like that, explaining his strategy. I'm not going to be operating the same way, but I did ask him a couple of questions, and he corrected me on that as far as what he's going to do. I need to ask you what you're going to do or what you would do if you were me. I've run into a lot of people, as I've said before, that have gobs and gobs of dong and are a little antsy about how to approach it. My question to you is simply this. You know what you've heard and the maximum amount and that sort of thing. It occurs to me that the dinar having 20 million cap, you've given us information there that what you do with any more dinar you have, you said you asked for a 20 and looks like you might be able to get it. Oh, that's great. How does that fit into the dong? If we've got a 50 million dong cap on this, but we know that you've given us information that there could be 8, 10, 12, 15, maybe even higher per dong on that, how will you approach what you're going to do? Anything other than I want the maximum amount, plug it in and see what happens. How are you going to handle that?
I am going to do the maximum amount, whatever it is, for the max, for that 20 million or 40, 50 million. Then I'm going to, my plan was always been to negotiate on the reps. All right? If the max
right.
is 1250, then the rest give me 1150 or give me, yeah, $12. If it's $12, give me 1150. I mean, I'll go to the next level and see what I can get. But I'm going to tell you on the day of the RV to multiply your money, it's going to apply to all of them.
And okay.
I am going to explain exactly what. Now, here's the thing, guys. I'm telling it to you because it's something I would have already done. But I'm telling it to you because a banker is already recommended that I do it. Said, hey, just do this. Ain't nothing they can do about it. And I'm like, okay, then. That was the key. There's nothing they can do about it if you do this. And I'm going to tell you guys when we do our RV call.
Okay. Well, I don't think I can ask for anything more than that. So negotiate as high as we can, and then Tony will juice the goose a little bit. Gotcha. All right.
Now, look, only in Texas do they say juice the goose.
Well, it sounded like you just said it in California.
Okay, then.
Thank you for the info. Right. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hello? Oh, okay. 208.
Good morning.
You're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good morning. Can,
okay,
can you hear me?
Yes,
sir.
We hear you.
Okay. My question has basically been answered. I was going to try to get some more information on that 20% capital gains, what we leave in the bank. Is there any benefit for the people that have, like, higher amounts and lower amounts? Is that 20% going to be more favorable for them versus someone with, like, a less amount? Am I looking at that wrong?
I don't know. Again, I haven't seen the document. I just told you guys, they were saying, hey, this is what we did in training. And the key thing was we had to get everybody to sign this document. And that's all the information I have on it, to tell you the truth.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks. And you guys have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.
All righty. 281, Eric, cool. You're on.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. But my questions have been answered about time frames and delays and that kind of thing. So thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
865, Eric, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray and Tony. How are you guys doing today?
Greetings. Fantabulous, hey. Sir.
Fantastic.
The nth degree. And yourself.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Super fantastic. Ray, I have a question for you. I got a little confused on this, and I've had it explained, and I just want to make sure it was right. I bought a bunch recently at your your recommendation, Boulevard. And when I first ordered it, I went for the Saboreno and then decided to change to the Digitalis because I was told that that was the later currency, which according to one of the websites I looked at, currency websites, it said that was the one that had the 37 point something rate. Is that correct?
If it is, a lot of you are going to be very disappointed.
Okay. So the Digitalis, is my understanding, was 100 Digitalis is equal to 100 million Boulevard, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
No, 100 million Saboreno. It's all Boulevard.
Okay, so Saboreno. So if I have 10 Digitalis notes, technically I have a billion Saboreno.
Correct. But if that 37-cent rate is a Digitalis rate and not a Saboreno rate, a lot of you are going to be crying when you go to your exchange. Do the math.
Yeah.
Because if that's a Digitalis rate and you have a 100 note, then what's 100 times 37 cents?
Oh, I agree.
That's what you're going to get for that piece of paper. If it's a Digitalis rate, hopefully it's a Saboreno rate.
What is your understanding?
My understanding, it was a Saboreno rate because
it's
we were giving that
rate.
Information that before the Digitalis came out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you clearing that up because there, I think it was Coinbase. One of them had three different rates, and that's
okay.
Where the confusion came in.
Well, hopefully they're wrong and I'm right.
Is it also your understanding, I know you have a lot of people, so I'm going to ask one more question, that all of our currencies, the Boulevard, the Rupiah, the Zim, the Dong, and the Dinar are all still scheduled to go at the same time?
All seven, to my understanding.
Okay.
Or all six. Well, I'll say seven, because I'll include Zim.
Well, excellent. With your tutelage, I think the smart people have invested in them all, so I appreciate it. Over the years, I have bought a pile of everything, so hopefully it's about to come through.
Great. Okay.
Well, thank you guys for all your hard work. Appreciate it, and we'll
all
stand
right.
by.
Take
all
care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
202. What happened?
They disappeared. They hung up.
I was clicking on it to open, but all right. So let's see, 865. That would make 909. The next one. All right, 909. You're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Hey. Good morning.
Morning. Hey. In your opinion, does the ACL have to be passed in order for the RV to go?
Not in my opinion. It's not going to be passed. They're not even talking about it again. So, no.
Okay, so the ACL. And what about the, in your opinion, about the WTO? Do we have to have that announcement that they're sending to it, or that's a no on that also?
They said back in April they were part of the WTO. They just had a meeting, said they gave them an invitation, and then they gave them 30 days to publicly accept it or not. So I can't remember what day it was on. Somewhere in that 30 days, had they given them to accept it, I think we're going to see everything we want to see in that 30 days, and that's when it's going to be done, and it's all going to be announced together.
Okay. All together. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much. I'll let the next caller come in. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Take care now.
All right.
217, area code. You're on.
Yes. This is just kind of small and simple, but I've talked to a few people, and they need reminded that they've got to take their two IDs. We talk about everything else, but having the ID, picture ID, don't forget them.
All right.
Because they hang
up. You don't know that to be a fact, sir. So ask your question that you want to ask.
I only know the ones I talk to. And they need reminded again.
All right.
I only know that if you don't ask questions like I asked you to, you get kicked off. That I know. And that's what just happened. Hard hit itself. All right.
Oh, my God. Woo. See, that didn't work out. Huh? All right, guys.
Tell us something. Get his own damn call.
It's good. All right. Nobody's upset. Nobody's all in screaming. Everybody is saying that it's still done. The race is still on the screen. Could happen any minute. I don't know what that minute is, because I'm just like you guys. Every other day I probably heard it three times this week, between 12 and 4, between 12 and 4, and I did, as I know. We're going to try it every night. They're going to try it every night this weekend until it happens. Well, every night, I guess, like you said, until it happens. So it is very imminent, but it's approved. It's done. Even though I explained to you guys today the letter or the information that Iraq put out to their system, I mean to their citizens, almost everything on that article, if you look at it, has been completed with the exception of, and I don't know, as public, replacing people who actually work in the CBI. I think almost all of that has been done. And again, they announced today that they are still restructuring the two major banks in Iraq. They're still consolidating some banks. That could be the final piece. The U.S. is telling them, we're still going to shut down some more banks. And their way around it is to consolidate it into the banks who are correct and done. So we'll see. I don't have any bad news because everything's all good. The dinar is still going to revalue some of the other six currencies, and we're all still going to get paid. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I'll let you finish.
Well, okay.
No, nothing you
with
said.
That, all right, with that, I'm going to tell you guys, well, Ray wants to say something, I guess.
No, you finish. I didn't realize my mic was open.
Oh, all right. I was just going to say, do what I'm going to do, you know, enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. Now, make sure that your membership is current and active. Over this weekend, there's a good possibility it could get cut off. So you need to make sure. All right, Rick.
All right, sir. Sorry about that. While you were closing, an ultimatum just popped up. And we'll talk about it after the call. But if it holds true, this is going to be exciting. But anyway, folks, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Parents, go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know. remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you make it through it. Oh, I believe, ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
Yeah, we're excited about your future. Maybe about your weekend.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
T-N-T. I never met a
District 12, get ready. District 11, get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9, get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready, District 7. District 6, get ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday evening. Enjoy the weekend. It just might turn into something. We're out of here.